Okay, let's unpack this. Have you ever been filling out an online form, maybe signing up for something or, making a payment, and you're just sitting there really hoping you typed in your bank details correctly? Because honestly, the potential for errors or maybe even fraud, it could be a real headache.
Oh, absolutely. It really can. And those incorrect entries, they're not just frustrating for you, the user. For businesses, they actually translate directly into significant costs and delays, too.
Right. Well, today we're taking a deep dive into a solution, a really powerful one that tackles this exact problem. Our mission here is to understand how what seems like a pretty simple check can actually make a huge difference in these online interactions.
Exactly. And what's really crucial here is how this service, it just directly addresses that common pain point, incorrect financial data entry. It's an IBAN account number check designed specifically for pre-checking while the user is typing. So it verifies the validity of both the IBAN, that's your international bank account number, and the BIC beta fields.
The BIC being the bank identifier code, like the bank's address, globally speaking.
That's the one. It ensures the payment actually gets to the right place, the precise location.
Okay, so it's essentially a real-time guardian then, for your bank details right there at the point of entry. But how dynamic is this guardian really? Does it like adapt to changes, or is it just a fixed set of rules?
Oh, it's anything but static. That's a key point. It continuously updates its specifications. These updates are based on the latest guidelines from institutions like the Deutsche Bundesbank and other international bodies,
Okay.
which means it's always current, always up to date with evolving banking standards and regulations.
And the implications of that constant updating for businesses, I mean, it sounds like it solves a major compliance headache for them.
Exactly right. It checks bank data at really critical points during registration, identification processes, and through an API as well. It doesn't matter if the data is being entered for the first time or being corrected. This constant validation, that's really key to how effective it is. It makes sure businesses stay compliant and secure, even as the financial landscape changes so fast.
Okay, that makes sense. But what if you're like me, and sometimes you just blank on your IBAN? Maybe you only have your local bank code handy, like a sort code in the UK, and your account number. Can this service actually help then?
It absolutely can. Yeah, that's another key innovation here. If a user has forgotten their IBAN, the system can reliably calculate it. It just needs that combination of the sort code and the account number. Based on what the user types in, it automatically figures out the correct conversion form. And if there's any uncertainty at all, it simply prompts for the sort code.
That's really quite clever, isn't it? So it's not just flagging errors, it's actively guiding users to get it right in the first place. This must have a huge impact on preventing mistakes, both accidental typos and maybe even, intentional false entries.
Indeed. Yeah, this intelligent pre-checking, it drastically reduces the number of incorrectly entered account details, just cuts them down. It makes the whole identification process much, much less prone to errors, which, as you can imagine, then translates into significant downstream benefits for the businesses using it.
Right. So we've talked about convenience for the user, which is great. But for businesses, those incorrect details must just create this cascade of problems, right? What's the actual impact on their bottom line?
Well, the advantages are pretty clear. For one thing, it minimizes costs, specifically costs related to chargebacks that happen because of incorrect account data.
Okay. Chargebacks.
Plus, think about the effort involved in investigating and correcting those errors. That's significantly reduced, so it saves both time and resources on the back end. A lot of hassle avoided.
That really does sound like a no-brainer for efficiency. And it seems widely applicable, too.
Oh, definitely. It supports a long list of countries: Belgium, Germany, France, Austria, many others. And apparently, even more are available if you ask. The goal is really about improving conversion rates and the overall user experience.
So, wrapping this up then, what does this all mean for you listening? This deep dive really highlights how something that seems like a small detail, an IBAN check, can actually have this massive impact. We're talking efficiency, user experience, and even fraud prevention in our digital world.
Yeah, what really stands out is how a service like this, one that's continually updated with specs from places like the Deutsche Bundesbank, how it just streamlines these complex financial inputs. It turns what could be a real pain point into a smooth, error-minimized process. And like we said, that saves time, saves money, prevents chargebacks, reduces all that investigation effort.
And here's where I think it gets really interesting. This service doesn't just validate. It can actually calculate a forgotten IBAN from just the sort code and account number. That makes the whole identification process way less error-prone and helps improve overall conversion. Plus, it supports loads of countries: Belgium, Germany, France, Austria. The list goes on.
Which brings up a pretty important question, doesn't it? If these kinds of intelligent pre-checking and correction tools can transform how we handle financial data, what other everyday online tasks could benefit from similar smart solutions, you know, to boost accuracy and just make the user experience that much better?
Definitely something for you to think about. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Goodbye for now.